Get the old chimney sweeper. Make sure the chimney is clear. Time to get humming. Santa is coming. I love this time of the year. I'll set the tree by the mantel. You wrap the presents, my dear. Let's make the dishes. Everyone wishes. I love this time of the year. The snowflakes are.
Yes, we do love this time of year. And Christmas. This is Molly and Pete Save Christmas, a podcast where Molly and Pete. I'm Pete.
I'm Molly.
We break down our favorite Hallmark Christmas movies. Well, I guess not necessarily our favorite Christmas movies. We break down a Hallmark Christmas movie because some of them are better than others.
Yes.
And for this episode, we are going to review the Hallmark Christmas movie that is called
Christmas at Holly Lodge.
And we've done two so far, and there hasn't been any of the kind of Hallmark trope in that there's somebody named Chris.
Holly or Nick. They've gone with the girl names. We've had a lot of Maddies, and in this one it's Sophie. So these are kind of like, I feel like if you looked at the most popular girls' names in 2013, they were Maddie and Sophie.
So what happens in this episode of Christmas at Holly Lodge?
We're back to somebody's losing their Christmas property. It's going into foreclosure. We're back to this storyline. And this one stars Days of Our Lives' own Sammy Brady,
yeah.
Allison Sweeney. So I was excited about that. I think is this her first?
I haven't been privy to any of her other material.
There's been some other Days of Our Lives alums in these, and she was the producer of it as well.
I can't wait for the Hallmark Christmas movie with Patch from Days of Our Lives. He was my favorite Days of Our Lives character.
That's a good one. What about the Stefano Christmas movie?
Stefano DeMero?
Yeah.
So we obviously were both Days of Our Lives fans, although I think I watched for only 1 week during sixth grade. And then
I thought you watched it more than that.
Well, then I watched it for another week in 12th grade,
and I was able
to pick it right up. So, but yeah, it was very exciting to see Allison Sweeney in starring in this one.
And some guy.
Yeah, what did we ever look up?
I didn't care enough about him to look him up. I just wrote down at one point, is this the main guy?
So Sophie Bennett, played by Allison Sweeney, she owns Holly Lodge.
Yeah, so we start in a Christmassy mountain town, and this is a ski lodge. And the font that they use is better than most of the shows.
No, I didn't.
It's usually really just looks typed, like the kind of fonts you get that just come with your computer on Word. But there was a little bit more thought and effort put into the font.
They scroll down past Times New Roman, and
like some kind of fake calligraphy. And so we open up at the ski lodge, and Sophie is in the kitchen with her employee Callie, and they're talking about like, what's the miracle that's going to happen this year? A miracle happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen this year? And then they kind of go through like some of what the past miracles have been.
Yep.
And Callie's a lot more head in the clouds, kind of, and Sophie's a bit more grounded about it. Like, these aren't miracles. These things happen for a reason. And so then we cut to New York and a businessman doing business.
Well, before that, an actual miracle happened, because just as Sophie and Callie were talking about a miracle happens, two black people come on screen, and I was like, oh, there's the miracle. We have two black
diversity
people.
Diversity in a Hallmark movie.
In a Hallmark movie. That is a miracle.
Now, we're not, I'm holding out hope that maybe we'll move past just cisgender roles, but any kind of diversity at this point, I'll take it.
I was like, wow. And all right, Christmas miracle, check. So then they pan to the skyline of New York City.
So this businessman on the phone doing business, very busy, and he's talking with his boss, and they're going to buy the Holly Lodge. Oh, no. He talks a lot about taking red eyes and acquisitions, so you know he's important. So a lot of these movies have, we always laugh about the city boyfriend and the Christmas boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the plots are that a woman lives in the city, has a boyfriend, they're ambitious about work and really nothing else, and maybe there's some conflict between them. Then for some reason she's pulled to the country or to a Christmas town, and there she meets her Christmas boyfriend, and that's the person that teaches her about the real meaning of Christmas and what to prioritize, and she breaks up with city boyfriend and gets with the Christmas boyfriend.
Yeah.
So not so in this one. City boyfriend becomes Christmas boyfriend in this one. A bit of a turn. She's the Christmas girlfriend to the city boyfriend. I don't know. It's not... Normally, this is the guy that somebody leaves. This guy is not who you want to end up with.
I was trying to figure out who this guy reminds me of. He has a specific look, or I guess maybe just a generic
regular
look.
Guy.
Yeah, regular guy. Then I was thinking he kind of looks like an older, uglier, perhaps even dumber version of Ryan on The Office. You see that at all? He's got the dark hair.
He definitely reminds me of something that I can't figure it out, but it just may be generic guy. Like, there's nothing about him makes me think that he's this good at his job or this like charming or this desirable. He's just really basic, and nothing about him inspired me.
Stands out. So we get to their office, and the boss comes in and has an assignment for...
He's got to go, and Evan, this guy, has to go and check out the Holly Lodge because they're behind on their mortgage, and somehow they found out from their banker, which seems to be like, this has got to be some like SEC breach. And so he finds out that they're behind on their mortgage, and this is like a company that does acquisitions of like, they take boutique properties and turn them into big resorts.
And you think he can finish this new deal before then?
What Sir Ian wants,
he gets. Ah, there's a man after my own heart, and a holiday bonus.
Happy to do it.
Oh, it is fun, isn't it? Don't you love your job?
I do, but I gotta ask, why this property so sudden?
I saw an ad for the lodge and had a feeling. And then yesterday, I flew over the mountain and I knew. Waves emanated all the way up to the plain. Oh, I can smell it! A perfect hidden little gem out of the way. Exclusive, or it will be.
He's kind of a Richard Branson type guy in that he doesn't look like him, but I know like he has space interests they mention.
Yeah.
And every time we see him later, he's walking around on the cell phone outside of his mansion like with his Bentley.
Yeah.
Like they had like a couple of hours at this house and like this car to shoot, and they're like, okay, we'll just knock all of these shots out.
Right. Sir Ian, he's English, and that gives him some credibility as a rich guy. You know, Grey Poupon. He probably eats Grey Poupon out of his Bentley.
Yeah.
So he is the guy that wants to buy the Holly Lodge, and he sends Evan Hunter
to check it out.
To check it out.
And to get all the papers signed.
Oh, to get the papers signed.
To buy it. Yeah. So we're back at the lodge, and people are starting to check in for the holidays. But things are breaking down, and there's this guy, Vince, who I thought he was like the handyman, but I guess he runs the ski lift and then just kind of fixes
things around there.
And like everything is falling apart. And so he's just kind of patching it together, and she doesn't really have like the money to pay him. So he just sort of does it as a favor. And he has a crush on Callie, who works there. But I could not understand anything he said the
Ever?
Whole movie.
Was he a mumbler?
She didn't open his mouth very much. I just can never understand what he said. He like barely moved his mouth when he talked.
Well, when she goes out there to see what the problem is with some electrical grid, he's in a yurt.
No, it's like a little. It was one of my favorite things in the movie. It's like a little A-frame shed.
Yeah, where the whole thing
and
is
it's
run.
Super decorated for Christmas too.
The whole Holly Lodge is run out of this little shed in the back that he was trying.
Like it's kind of like a mix between a dog house.
Yeah, it was a little bit bigger than a dog
and house. Yeah, like a yurt maybe.
Yeah,
or greenhouse or something. Yeah,
and I guess. He helps around the lodge, and then he also runs a ski lift. And I think that's kind of similar because Callie, what does she do? She cooks meals. She just works there.
So they do everything.
Yeah.
Like the whole staff is Sophie and Callie. So Sophie's kind of running everything not so well, and then Callie is the maid and the cook and the person at the front desk. Yeah, she's doing everything else. So the businessman, Evan Hunter, shows up in town and he pulls up in front of like a bait and tackle or something like that store, some kind of general store. And he meets Art, who works there. And I say it like that because Art has this huge name tag.
His name tag is as big as his shirt. It's like a license plate. That's how big his name tag is.
It's like he was at like a souvenir store and they had like fake name tags and they had one that said Art and he was really excited. But he's a real goober. So he gives some crazy directions to get to Holly Lodge. And we're like, why are we meeting Art? What is the point of this?
Yeah, what was the point of Art?
So as people are checking in, Nadine shows up. And Nadine is played by Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited that there is a non-white person on the cast. But she is so stereotypically sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Something felt weird about that. Like, oh, we're going to let a non-white person be on here, but you've got to like play this this very stereotypical role. Why can't we just be people?
Mm-hmm.
And we find out that the same people come to the lodge every year, and her husband has died this year, and they always came together. But everyone who comes kind of has, I guess, a sad story or a complicated story, that there's a reason why they're not spending Christmas at home. They're spending Christmas at the Holly Lodge because that's their family and that's their community. Something has led them there.
I know. It's very depressing. I mean, I understand.
But they're there for each other.
I understand that they're there for each other. But yeah, there's the one woman whose husband is in the military and she brings her kid, whose kid is obviously sad that her dad is not around. And then, Nadine.
Some guy named Gary.
Gary was also there. And Nadine, whose husband died, and she apparently was some sort of singer in her past or something.
Yeah.
So, this whole lodge is kind of like, I don't want to say misfits, but,
I think misfits is good.
You know, people that have sadness in their lives and they come to this Holly Lodge to brighten the holiday season.
Yeah.
So, ultimately, it's fun, but they're all. I'm like, oh, here we go. Another, like, what's this woman's problem? Oh, no. Her husband's in the military.
Well, they kept, like, trying to kind of make a story about the other people. And I was like, every time it would, like, cut to, like, one of their, like, a scene with them, I was like, okay, come on. Let's get back to Sophie and Evan and their boring love story. Yeah, I didn't feel super invested in those stories. I mean, there were some kind of cute moments, but
yeah, I didn't
felt
either.
Like they were like shoehorning those in.
Yeah.
So Evan checks in and Sophie is very flustered, like as we're supposed to believe that they...
It was like love at first sight almost. Like they both share a long, loving glance, an immediate connection between Sophie and
Evan. Very flustered. Everyone around is like, ooh, so... And Sophie invites him to go tree shopping, which I guess means cut down a tree. And everyone's like, excited. It seems like every day they have some kind of outing.
It has a B&B quality in that everybody knows each other and is friendly with each other and in each other's business. So if you're
If you just want to go on vacation,
if you're a traveler
with your husband and not talk to anybody,
this is
I don't
not
know who that could be.
this is not the place to go. No, everybody's into your business.
Yeah, you have to be with each other all the time. When I was little, one time my parents made us go to some type of like winter camp in Colorado. Like, I don't know. And it was like everyone ate together in every meal. And I'm just still scarred from that experience.
It's a B&B filled with bad sweaters and people wanting to chat up your business.
Yep.
So
the outing for that day is to go cut down a tree. And they always go and cut down trees. Where do they film these? Because I feel like they're always cutting down trees in the same forest. And like, was this mountain real? Like it looked, I couldn't tell. I mean, there was skiing.
The skiing shots looked real. Not
like
not
just footage. But
footage,
I mean, they were on a lit. Like, is this just in a soundstage? I can't figure. I want to know where they film these, how they film them. Like, do they set up a fake forest that they use for all of these movies?
They're, because they're all very, this one is similar to the last one. It's going to be similar to the next one.
Yeah.
It looked like the Pacific Northwest or something. Then when they would show the ski footage of people skiing, it was like the 1984 Olympics. You know, it's like a huge ski run, professional.
Like those videos.
Yeah,
or like ski videos.
Yeah, like an old ski video.
That's totally what it was like. So they go out to cut down a tree. And I was just like, someone was carrying an axe, Vince guy. And I was like, Once again, here they are with this axe going to cut down a tree. And I know you would use a chainsaw. Come on. So they find a tree, and Evan, trying to prove his manliness, he just starts hacking at it. And they're like, no, wait. They're like, that's just for the branches. And they pull out a chainsaw. I'm like, thank you, finally.
Some realism.
Some reality in these movies.
While they're walking through the forest to find their tree, Sophie tells Evan a little bit about the history of the Bennett family, how they own, you know,
right, that they own
a lot of the land.
Like half
around.
Of the mountain. And he didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's giving a little too much information away. So they get back to the lodge and they're decorating the tree, and everyone brings ornaments to put on the tree. I was annoyed that they put ornaments on first and then lights on second. Did you notice that? Like, that doesn't work. And after everyone's gone to bed, Evan and Sophie have like a heart to heart in front of the fire. And she tells them that, of course, her parents died in a car accident. That's another thing that always happens in these movies. So they had, this was their, like, her family had owned this land for four generations, but her parents had built this lodge, and this was their dream. And, you know, maybe not her dream. She loved it. But after they died, she took it over. And all of these people who come every year knew her parents, and one of the reasons they come is to like support her and help her.
So again, it's a very nice sentiment that they're all coming there and they all enjoy each other's company. But yeah, everyone has a sad sack story about death or destruction.
And they talk about their past Christmases and they talk about travel. And so we find out that Evan is very well traveled. So do you think it's because the Brit Sir Ian sends him around the world for these acquisitions? Is that why he's well-traveled? Or he just, like, because it doesn't seem like
he doesn't
this
really
job seems demanding. Like, how would he have time to travel?
Yeah, it sounded these were job things. Because he doesn't really, when they were talking about backgrounds, he doesn't really talk about his family much at all. So it felt like he didn't have a family. His job, he was married to his job. He would go to these places for his work.
Well, like I said, nothing about him made me feel like he was charming, desirable, or good at his job. Nothing about him makes him feel well-traveled either.
No,
he there's
didn't
nothing
seem like
worldly
very cosmopolitan. About this guy.
So we go to commercial and we come back, and Gary and Callie are enjoying a nice cup of Folgers coffee.
Yeah, I love when this happens in the Hallmark Christmas movie. It's a, you know, a tight shot of the woman drinking her coffee, and she just looks so happy. Callie is like, this is the best thing that I've ever put on my lips. And then you kind of pan down, and there's the big Folgers.
Huge.
4 foot big tin of Folgers sitting on the counter.
There's also been, so Folgers makes an appearance in a lot of these movies, but this year I've noticed some Balsam Hill product placement where
what is Balsam Hill?
It's like ornaments and trees and Christmas decorations. So there was like the Danica McKellar one, she pulls out like this big Balsam Hill ornament organizer thing with a huge logo on it. All right. So they go skiing. That's where we, you know, see the 80s ski footage.
Huge mountain, yeah. They go skiing and they race, and they come back. His hair is exactly the same. There was no sweat, no exertion. I was like, they were just skiing down this mountain. He looks exactly the same.
Well, and this, again, they never zip their coats up. And most of the time, she's just wearing like a really light vest. Like not even like an old Navy vest. Like not even like a warm vest.
But she's used to it.
Yeah.
She's used to the cold.
She does say that at one point. So she goes to the bank and doesn't wear a coat. I wrote down, doesn't wear a coat. When she goes to the bank and to meet with Frank, and she's 6 months behind on the mortgage. And I guess she had to like use money to make some repairs and to fix up the lodge. And then it had been slow. It's always slow. Why? I don't know. But it had been slow. And so they're 6 months behind on the mortgage. So Frank says, she like pleads with him, and Frank says, okay, I'll give you a little bit more time.
And I think right in the beginning, Sophie is talking to Callie, and she mentions how one of the guests, they haven't paid for that.
Yeah.
And Sophie's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'm like, well, all right. Now, this is why you're behind on the mortgage. Yeah. You're not charging any
There's
of these
There's a lot of
people.
Red flags.
Yeah.
I mean, she's sweet and she's not a good business person, but
yeah, she's given a
she's
lot
She's put herself in this position.
I know it's very, you know, George Bailey-ish
Right.
You know, give people a break during
the holidays.
They
even mentioned that at some point.
But yeah, again, similar to the Lapp family tree farm in an earlier episode, how can you be behind on the mortgage when this is the time of year when you're supposed to be raking in all the money? But she had mentioned there was a couple of slow seasons, so perhaps they didn't get a lot of snow and people didn't come out or whatever. So yeah, so 6 months.
Well, she definitely handles this crisis like Dale Lapp and just makes cakes and
it'll be snowball okay fight. Somehow.
Well, her whole approach, she's never concerned about it. She looks kind of stressed at the end, but she's just like, Christmas is wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, that's all.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Yeah, don't worry about this. It's Christmas.
Yeah, like, okay. Christmas will make things better.
So Callie's doing her maid service, and she's cleaning out Evan's room. She picks up his laptop to dust, and when she does, it wakes up from being asleep, and she sees on his laptop all the paperwork about buying the Holly Lodge. And so she tells Sophie what she's seen.
Callie, what is wrong? Did something happen? Okay, first of all, I want you to know that I did not go looking for this. I just went into his room and lifted up his laptop to dust underneath it, and then it turned itself on, and there it was.
Wait, no, wait. Whose laptop and what?
Evans and this. I'm sorry, I didn't want to touch anything, so I only got a screen cap of the first page.
Music, the music means
initial research didn't show it, but owner had title to significant mountain acreage. Now held in trust. Do a name search and research usage rights. No assessment yet of owner's willingness to sell. Proximity to slopes, but enough shelter from the ski lodge makes the location perfect for the elite brand. Elite brand?
Elite resorts. I did a search as soon as I found it. It's a privately held company owned by this Brit named Sir Ian Summersby, who kitesurfs and owns an island and builds space shuttles.
Anyways, their specialty is buying boutique properties and turning them into elite upscale resorts. So that's why he's here. That's why he's paying so... It's business.
Yeah, it is business. Sir Ian Summersby does seem very Richard Branson-ish with the space shuttle and the island. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they devise a plan to throw Evan off his game, which is...
Pranks,
yeah. Cold water in the shower, making noises. I think she got tired of it after that.
Wake-up calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'd be 4 o'clock sleeping in the morning. On what looked to be a very uncomfortable bed. It was like sleeping on a bench. That's how this bed looked.
The linens always bother me in these movies, too. Like, it looks dirty, like old Christmas pillows and old flannel sheets. I don't know.
So she
I just want crisp white linens in my hotel room.
But yeah, her plan was to prank him into what?
I don't know. Not being able to figure out how to buy it?
Or maybe like, oh, there's so much wrong.
I can't deal with this. I'm leaving.
The pipes. Yeah, the wake-up service and the pipes are
broken. Well, they said to throw him off his game was their plan. So we get more of her helping out guests and... Like the mom with the daughter whose husband is in Afghanistan. She's trying to reach him and can't. The daughter's really depressed about it all, just wants to look at her phone. So she's kind of putting Cheryl Lee Ralph and that girl together. Maybe they'll help each other. Mm-hmm. They have a snowball fight. We're getting the feeling of community.
Yeah.
So Sophie tells Vince and Callie about the situation with the mortgage, and she meets with a lawyer. So she is trying to... figure it out. And you know, we've been getting Evan seems to be softening, like he's feeling the appeal of it happens pretty fast,
yeah,
that he's feeling like, oh, this is a special place, and he's falling for Sophie, and he's supposed to be there doing work, but he's having fun playing with the kids, doing crafts with the kids, and going skiing instead of working. And he's extended his trip. And Sir Ian keeps calling him, like, you know, you need to send me these papers. And he's like, I need more time to do that.
Yeah.
He keeps making excuses.
Initially, he was going to be there for 2 days and going to go to Indonesia on Christmas. So, yeah, he was out. But, yeah, you're right. It was almost – there was never any time where Evan was at the hotel where he was like a jerk and Mr. Businessman that's going to take over this he was seemed to be taken with, as we pointed out, taken with Sophie from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, they shared loving glances, and then taken with the camaraderie of the guests pretty immediate, mm-hmm. too. So I never, yeah, I never felt that he was the mean business guy when he came in at
all. Yeah, he's trying to woo her. So he goes to Art, our friend Art, and asks if anybody has a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah.
He's like, I think I know somebody.
Yeah, I can go over the next county. I think I can find a one-horse open sleigh.
So Callie and Sophie come back from going into town to meet with a lawyer, and they did some shopping. And they always use Christmas gift bags instead of shopping bags in these movies. Like, a shopping bag would be a craft bag, either plain or with like the store's logo on it. But they always use like green, shiny bags with like a yarn handle or like a Santa on them. Like, you know, it's a gift bag. It's not a shopping bag. I don't know why that's, it always bothers me, and it's always
and
how
everyone.
It is. And they're prepping for the ornament contest. Everyone's getting ready for the big ornament contest that they leave spots open on the tree for the winning ornament. So we know that's coming up. So here comes Evan with the one horse open sleigh, and Sophie's mad at him because she knows what's up.
Yeah, ulterior motives.
But she has decided that she's going to keep her enemies close and get closer to him is her new plan. So she goes on the sleigh ride with him, and they have their first almost kiss.
Mm-hmm. Well, at first, Evan Hunter from New York City is manning the one-horse open sleigh. And I was like, that's weird. He doesn't. How is he gonna do this?
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything. He's a, you know, he's a city guy. How is he gonna wrangle the horse?
Maybe he did this in Indonesia somewhere.
Well, perhaps, I guess.
We see, you know, that her view of the mountain, and that's when I was like, where do they film this? This looks fake. It's
yeah. I mean, it was a close up of a postcard.
The horse looked embarrassed too. Didn't you notice that?
Why are you
like
making
rolling
me do
his
this?
Eyes, like shaking his head, like, okay, come on, really? So that night is the night of the big tree lighting, and Art is in charge of the tree lighting, and he introduces the mayor, who is a woman. So again, a nice touch in these movies. And the plan is, the new plan is that Vince is going to take Evan for a beer after the tree lighting so that Sophie can do some snooping on his laptop.
Because she wants to find out if Evan knows that they're behind on the mortgage. Because if Evan knows that they're behind on the mortgage, Evan knows that they can just buy the note from the bank, as opposed to thinking that he's got to offer Sophie, you know, he's got to make a deal to Sophie in general, but he doesn't, since she's behind on the mortgage, he can just buy it from the bank.
I kind of stopped paying attention to all the like details of this. But another thing, like, okay, we're not impressed with Evan, but everyone else is super impressed with him. And Vince is that, like, they're talking about, like, I can't believe that Evan is doing this to us, like trying to buy our lodge. He's so great.
Is he?
Why?
No, he's not great.
All right. So they have their beer, and we kind of get to know about Vince a little bit. Vince is seems a lot more interesting than Evan.
Yeah, there was a point where I was like, Vince should be the guy. Yeah. And Evan should be the handyman that hangs around the Holly Lodge and runs a ski lift.
Yeah, simple handyman.
Yeah.
So they finish up, and Evan comes back to the lodge, and he walks in, and Callie tries to, like, Sophie's up there still in his room, and Callie, they do a real bad job of this. Like, Callie and Vince, all they had to do was keep Evan away and warn her when he's coming back, and they do a bad job.
Yeah.
Like, Vince needed to text them when he was leaving, because he just kind of abruptly leaves the bar.
Yeah.
Like, let them know. So he goes up there, and she hears him coming, and she has to hide under the bed.
Yeah, this is some, like, classic like Three's Company hijinks.
Yes, totally.
Or Jack Tripper underneath the bed.
Yes, completely, yeah.
Yeah, so she's under
he
the bed.
He goes out in the hall for a moment. So he gets a phone call from Sir Ian, and she's kind of listening. And then she escapes out the window, and she ends up on the roof. Like, how does that work?
Yeah.
And then everyone comes out and sees her on the roof. And there's this little kid, Kyle, who's one of the little kids at the lodge. He's like, Santa's on the roof, Santa's on the roof. Over and over again.
she somehow escaped Evan's room to get on the roof, and all the people are out there, and then...
She's like, oh, I was fixing the lights.
Yeah, I'm fixing the lights. Does a kid say...
Santa's on the roof!
Does a kid say why the lights aren't on then?
They're like, oh, you fixed the lights. Why aren't the lights? Yeah. They're just some like guy we've never seen says it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then she plugs lights in and they work.
Yeah.
And then...
that was close. Yeah.
And Callie brings over a ladder and she comes down and she's safe. During this conversation where he... Since he's kind of falling for the heir, the lodge and Sophie, he tells Sir Ian that... There's a lot of ordinances.
Kind of dissuade.
Yeah, to dissuade Sir Ian from buying it. Yeah.
Yeah. Then the next day, Vince is in town and he sees Evan talking to the banker. And Vince knows what's going on. So he's like, uh-oh. Then we have a moment where we have to care about the other people. And Nadine and Zoe, Zoe's the daughter whose dad is in Afghanistan. They are working on the ornaments from... I mean, it is cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
It's cute. They're becoming friends. They're helping each other out. So Nadine doesn't really know how to use technology or her phone, and Zoe's teaching her that. And then Nadine is showing Zoe like some, helping her with the ornament and giving her like some supplies, some old like jewelry to use. So
yeah, it was cute.
Yeah. So we start to get the feeling that Evan might be trying to help Sophie keep the lodge. Like maybe he was meeting with the banker to help her. Art seems to be playing a role in all of this, too. He has these meetings. And Sophie's sitting outside, and Evan comes in and brings her a box of ornaments from all of his travels that he had shipped to him there. And then they go and put them on the tree.
She's sitting outside. He comes with this box of ornaments, and I was like, he travels with his dumb box of ornaments.
Well, she
all
has that
over
too.
Yeah, and yeah, he wanted to be a part of the ornament thing, putting the ornaments on the tree, so he had them shipped.
Yeah, so they go and put the ornaments on the tree, and then they dance by the tree, and then they have another almost kiss.
Is this your dream?
Is what?
This place. Being here.
It's better than a dream because it's real.
You're curious about the world. I can see it.
Why are you always trying to convince me to leave my home?
Maybe because I'm tired of being alone. What?
There's just work I have left to do tonight.
Right now?
Yeah. That's what happens when you're running a messy family business.
Oh, burn!
Snap! Do you say snap anymore?
I don't know. Do you say burn anymore? Before this scene, though, he had mentioned that he needed to talk to her, and she keeps avoiding him. Then they have this scene. Like, here's your chance to talk to her.
Yeah.
Then it goes back after this. He needs to talk to her. So they just have this one scene inserted where they're getting along. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of dealing with the situation, talking to Evan.
So we see again Nadine, Cheryl Lee Ralph, is looking for something online, which would be strange for her. And we're not sure what she's up to.
Trying to do, yeah.
Yeah, something's going on. And let us remember that the miracle still has to happen. We don't know what the miracle is going to be. Sophie is in town at the craft store, and she runs into the banker, and she kind of avoids him, too, and says, would it be okay if I paid you 2 months of my mortgage that would keep me from being foreclosed?
The banker says that they have a buyer.
Right.
They have a buyer ready to make an offer. I think he said make an offer.
Again, kind of spaced out on some of the details.
She's like, if I can come up with 2 months, that will get me out of arrears. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, okay, I'll have it to you after
Christmas.
On the 26th. And he's like, well, we're still open today. And
then she runs away from him.
Which seems to be a theme. She seems...
Yeah, then Evan tries to talk to her again. She runs away from him.
There's a lot of running away.
So she's got another scheme, and it's... that he's going to get stuck on a ski lift, maybe, and that would prevent him, like, that she could come up with the money in time so he can... Is that what it was?
She...
this was too complicated
they were gonna
for
go
me.
Out, they were going to go out to the ski lift together, and then she was going to, at the last second, jump off the lift, and Evan would be on
yeah.
it alone.
Yeah.
So then they would have time to do other stuff while he was stuck yeah. up on the, yeah. the ski lift.
Yeah.
But now Evan, before Sophie can get off the ski lift, Evan grabs her and jumps on the lift.
Yep.
And Vince starts the lift and
yeah,
the lift
they're
is
together.
They're together with...
We think high in the air.
Yeah, we think high in the air. And they had this you know, huge this conversation about you know the business.
I thought that we had something special happening here and I...
There
this
was.
Is
a,
this
there
is,
is
on the ski lift.
No, you've been working me the entire time, assessing the owner's willingness.
Wait, did you read what was on my computer?
Don't say that like I'm the sneaky one.
I only came for one reason, but that's not why I stayed.
I'm not selling.
What?
That's the bottom line. I will never sell.
Sophie!
That's
doing?
Sophie jumping off like 2 feet into the ground.
Come on.
Yeah, so they're up on the ski lift. Yeah, you think they're in the middle, either high in the air. And she, yeah,
they, you're like, I'm like, she's going to jump? Oh, my God.
And then it's like, bloop. Yeah, they were like 3 feet high only. And then Vince restarts the ski lift, mm-hmm. and off goes Evan by himself.
And then what happens? I don't know. That all, nothing ever happens with that. Because now it's Christmas Eve and everyone's dressed up. And Sophie's like, you know, looking at the paper. She's just like, I don't know where the confidence came that she'd have 2 months because now she doesn't think she'll be able to do it. And
well, another thing, too, is, again, everybody offered. Callie's offered to help.
She's Vince like, it's Christmas. It'll be fine.
Vince offers to help. And I think between them all, they probably could come up with 2 months, but she refuses. Christmas.
Well, they say,
I don't
like,
want your money. I want Christmas to solve this.
Yeah. And it's Christmas Eve at the lodge and everyone's dressed up and they're going to have dinner eventually. It's like... going to my grandmother's house on like Thanksgiving or Christmas Eve, we always had to like wait a long time for food to be ready. I was like,
everybody gets there
so
at one and you're waiting for dinner to start at two and it's like 3, 4, 5.
And the kids do like this really lame dance.
Yeah, everybody was so impressed with that lame dance.
That little Kyle kid. Oh, we get a big dose of him. So then they have this ornament contest. As you remember, they're having an ornament contest. And all the kids line up to show their ornaments. And Vince and Callie are giving out the awards. And, you know, we're like, oh, who's going to get the best ornament award that goes on the tree? So they go down the line and everyone gets like, you get the candy cane mm-hmm. award. You get the frosting award. And then we get to Zoe. And she pulls out her ornament, and we're supposed to be, like, amazed by it. But this is another thing that always happens. There's supposed to be a big reveal in these movies, and it's never...
No, it was terrible.
It's never as good as it should be. I'm never impressed with the big reveal.
It's like a big gold ball.
And it just with all the other ones. Like, yeah. It wasn't anything better
no.
than anything else. Yeah. So she got some special award.
Like,
but everyone got an award. No
yeah.
one was the number... One.
Another thing about the ornaments, there was a point where Sophie was saying that she got an ornament. Her parents gave her an ornament every year,
mm-hmm.
and they put it on. And then I was thinking that then they have the contest. How many ornaments are they having? This? How big is the tree? Where do they put all these ornaments on at the same
maybe
time?
Maybe they just put Sophie's on, but they don't put every ornament winner
yeah.
of every
I was
year.
Like, how big is it? There's a lot of ornaments on that tree.
They had to make room for. Evan's lame hummingbird.
Yeah.
And he like...
yeah, what he got from Machu Picchu or something.
And he would always... His rule was that he always had to watch the maker make it. And that made me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, as somebody who makes things, if everything I made, someone had to stand over me and watch me make it, that's horrible. Ugh.
Yeah,
not
just
charmed
imagine,
by
like,
him.
Yeah, Evan just staring over a guy trying to make it. All right, I'm going to just put this bird head on this brown thing and just get this guy out of here. He's creeping me out, staring at me working.
So what we find out that what Nadine has been working on is she's got some friend who a friend of a friend of a friend helped her reach the dad in Afghanistan. And so they, Zoe and her mom, get to talk to the dad.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like, oh, this is the Christmas miracle this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. So Santa shows up, and Santa is Evan. Spoiler alert.
Does Kyle see Santa?
It's Santa! It's Santa!
Yeah.
he shows up as Santa and he brings gifts for all the kids. And it's like the gifts are, he knew
very
like
personal.
What the kids,
yeah,
had been paying attention.
He spent a lot of time with the kids of the lodge. Mm-hmm. And he bought them specific, just not a gift certificate to Radio Shack for everybody. he got a specific, what every kid wanted, a personal, mm-hmm. a really personal gift. Yeah.
And he has a box that he hands to Sophie, but she
runs away.
Also, we finally, like, Vince and Callie finally hook up or whatever. Like, this has been another storyline kind of throughout. Like, I guess they like each other, whatever. Yeah. I never
felt any chemistry really between them, but makes sense. They're sitting at the Holly Lodge for their lives,
yeah,
not doing anything.
Yeah, their options.
Art. It's either Vince or art for Callie. Vince seems a lot better than art.
So finally, Evan says, Sophie, like, holds on to her, like, Sophie, stop. Let me give you this. You need to see this. So she opens a box and it has these very, like, old looking paper. Like
the Declaration of Independence from the Smithsonian or something.
Totally. And it turns out that the details are foggy to me, but her parents had bought a life insurance policy that when they died, the mortgage would be paid.
Yeah.
But somehow nobody ever like knew about it was under a pile of things.
It was under a pile of papers.
The most important paper ever.
And, there's no digital files or anything. Nothing's online. It's just these two pieces of paper.
This is just a lesson in make sure that you have a living will and that your kids know where it is.
Back up. Yeah.
Yeah. These people have a lot at stake. So anyway, so the mortgage, not only is the mortgage paid, but she's getting all of the money back
that she's paid into it.
It's like 20 years of mortgage payments. So she'll have money now to fix all the pipes or whatever.
Maybe get a better shack that Vince can sleep in.
I like the shack.
Does Vince sleep in that little shack too, where all the electrical things are?
They need a little, it's like Snoopy, like in the Charlie Brown Christmas. Yeah. Doesn't it look like that? Like a doghouse decorated for Christmas?
This is the miracle.
Yes.
That they actually find.
Forget the dad in Afghanistan. This is the miracle. They kiss the end.
Maybe during the off season, you can come travel with me.
Wow. You're really going for the miracle trifecta here. You want to show me the world?
Why not?
And there's the kiss. And while they're kissing, everybody else in the room is like watching him, like, look at, they're like elbowing, Vince is elbowing Callie. Look! Nadine's got a big smile on her face. Uh-oh, what's happening?
Joy to the world. The Lord has come.
I would be so uncomfortable if this happened. I was there.
Let her.
This is Nadine, actually, because they mentioned that she was a singer.
Yeah, but she doesn't sing anymore.
She doesn't sing anymore, but now.
A lot of stories going on here.
Heart, prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is awkward.
Can we eat? Dinner will be ready in 3 hours.
Yeah, so Nadine regales everybody with joy, and they all start coming up singing as well. All right, so now it's time for Naughty or Nice. That's where we pick a character in the film who we thought was naughty or nice. So let's do naughty first.
Yeah, there's like, it's not super, there's no one like really overtly naughty in this. I'm going to go with Kyle, the little kitty.
Just because of his voice?
Yeah, yeah. And bad acting. He was just kind of a mess. Like, I don't know. Like, his collar was, like, out of his shirt, like a John Travolta style. I'm going with Kyle.
I will have to go with Sir Ian Summers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's just doing his job. Yeah. He's just doing acquisitions as he does and rides around in his Bentley and being rich and English. But yep. I'm going to say...
Because, like, the banker was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go with Sir Ian Summersby as my naughty. And for your nice...
I guess Nadine. she's kind of the soul of it all. I feel like
that's racist.
Yes, but that's like that's her role that she plays. I'm gonna go, maybe my naughty is like the writers being so stereotypical.
That's a good one. My nice is gonna be Art.
Yeah, Art's nice. He's
and
a doofus.
If it, and if it wasn't for Art giving those directions, yep. Who knows if Evan Hunter of New York City Mergers and Acquisitions would have ever found the Holly Lodge. So that's another episode of Molly and Pete Save Christmas. We will be back with another episode next time.